on FM, online and DAB digital radio.
This is Steffi Callister.
Cambridge 105.
My guest this afternoon, one of them I should say, is Roslyn Russell, and we'll be telling you about Vicky, who's with her a little bit later on, co-founder and director of Cambridge Jazz Festival. Good afternoon and welcome to you. Tell me a bit, first of all, why you set up the festival.
I set up the festival so that I could bring all of the different communities together, because Cambridge has so much talent, amazing talent, from all sorts of age groups as well, from the university, from the schools, from the jazz jams, and local musicians who do really well, who are well known in London, for example, and elsewhere. So I wanted to bring everyone together under one umbrella.
So it's not really, it's not just national and international, it's local talent as well.
It's local talent as well, yes. And it's to showcase and to make people aware that there is some wonderful talent in Cambridge, and also to celebrate jazz as such, you know, it's such a diverse form of music as well. And also to bring artists from outside of Cambridge into Cambridge, so everyone can see, you know, some of the best artists out there in the international community.
Tell me about the venue. Where are you holding it?
So many. I think we've got about over 20 different venues involved. So for our big main acts, we have Cambridge Junction, who have they're hosting an event, Sons of Kemet, and Cambridge Corn Exchange have got Laura Mavilla. Hidden Rooms, in association with Cambridge Modern Jazz, have a fantastic Danish crooner called Mads Matthias. And they also have Soweto Kinch performing. Soweto Kinch is a fantastic saxophonist and an MC. So other events, we've also got events around different pubs. So Earl of Beaconsfield and the Tram Depot, the Burley Arms. And there's also events at other well-known jazz places like Hot Room, Hot Numbers Coffee. Sorry.
Oh yes, of course.
Hot Numbers Coffee, and also just outside of Cambridge, there's the Willow Tree. They're very well known for having jazz there.
So a huge variety of venues.
Yes,
and some people would say that jazz is an acquired taste. What would you say to that?
I think that what I'd like to present with the festival is that jazz should be for everybody. There should be something there for everyone, because it's so diverse. You could have trad jazz, you could have contemporary, modern, you can have funk, you can have folk with jazz, rock. There's so many different fusions.
There's one here that says hip-hop. I'm not so sure about that.
Hip-hop is one of those ones which is really, I mean, it's when I was listening to jazz in the early 90s, there was a big jazz scene where with Jazz Mataz, where they combined hip-hop and jazz around that period, and it's come back again with Kendrick Lamar. And so there's lots of artists who are combining rap, hip-hop with jazz.
It must be bringing in a younger generation then.
It definitely is. There's a new young audience between the 18-30 demographics, and they're very much inspired by artists like Snarky Puppy, Go-Go Penguins, who are playing at the Junction this October.
What a great name.
Yeah, fantastic name. There's another band called Polar Bear, which there's lots of, yeah. But Go-Go Penguins, their music is very much inspired by electronica, and also Aphex Twins and Massive Attack. So it really does appeal to a much wider audience.
Now, you're not just a jazz musician, you're a scientist, a mum, and you organise the whole festival. How on earth do you squeeze it all in? You must be awake 24 hours.
I must admit, I do squeeze in every opportunity, because it's such a passion, and I it's kind of a hobby that's kind of grown into something much bigger, and I do passionately enjoy what I do, and I have a lot of support from friends and family. And I have to say that I cannot do any of this without my husband's support, because he certainly does a lot of the household chores and looks after all that. And also my colleagues, because I'm not just the only one involved in organising the festival, but also Gavin Spence. Now, Gavin Spence is also a scientist. He's a medic. He's a surgeon at Great Ormond Street, but he's also an amazing musician. He plays trumpet, flugelhorn, piano.
You're all so talented, really. Over 5,000 people last year. What are you hoping for this year?
I am hoping it's slightly bigger this year. So I hope that we can reach out to a bigger audience. It was last year was the first one, and We've put on more workshops, so there's more workshops for people to participate in, and it's very much diverse. So it's not just big band workshops. There's also a jazz funk workshop. There's a jazz choir workshop, and there's also a vocal masterclass. So there should be something for everyone there.
And you're planning your own album next year?
Yes. It's been on the cards for several years, but it's with a very talented young pianist, David Burgoyne, who's an amazing arranger. So we've been doing some work in the last couple of years, and hopefully we'll be able to record everything by next year.
And who influences you?
Oh, so many. I mean, from my teens, it's been Nina Simone, Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha Franklin, to more recently, Rika Badu, Diane Reeves, yeah, so many different artists. And Jose James, I absolutely love this guy. He's an amazing, amazing talent.
Well, just before we hear from you, if people want more information about how can they get information about it?
You can go to our website and everything should be there. So that's cambridgejazzfestival.org.uk. And there's one thing to remember is that there is another Cambridge Jazz Festival, but it's over in the States.
That might be a very expensive jazz festival ticket if you book the wrong one. And you've brought Vicky along with you this afternoon. You're a fabulous pianist.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce what you're going to do for us this afternoon?
Yeah, we're going to do a song originally sung by Nancy Wilson in the early 50s. And it's called Don't Go to Strangers.
Take it away, as they say.
Build your dreams to the stars above. But when you need someone true to love, don't go to strangers, my darling. Come on to me. Play with fire. Get your fingers burned. But when you've got no place for you to turn, don't go to strangers, my darling. Come on to me.
Round of applause. That was absolutely amazing. So thank you to my guests this afternoon, Rosalind Russell and Vicky, who was on piano. That was absolutely amazing.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
Thank you.